What comes to mind when you hear the word martyr? For many people, it might be Joan of Arc. It must be said that for some others, it might be a suicide bomber. Images of both are depicted side by side at a new exhibition called the Martyr Museum in Denmark, and even before it opened, the exhibit was called Crazy by the country's culture minister and reported to the police for endorsing terrorism. Sidsel Overgaard went to see for herself.
The Martyr Museum is tucked away in a former slaughterhouse behind Copenhagen's Central Station. Its white-tiled walls are lined with portraits and reconstructed artifacts, like Socrates' vial of poison and Martin Luther King's podium. But it's during the twice-daily guided tour led by actor Morten Hay Andersen that the echoing space comes to life with music and stage lighting.
Ligger på det kolde gulv i fangehullet.
In one section, visitors are shut in a meat locker as the guide falls to the floor to relay the story of Maximilian Kolbe, a Franciscan friar who took the place of another man condemned to starve to death in a cell at Auschwitz. Further along, the guide assumes a lotus position and with trembling hands recounts the self-immolation of Thich Quang Duc, who died protesting the treatment of Buddhists in 1960s Vietnam. And finally, the section responsible for the headlines, a room where the reconstructed artifacts flashing under strobe lights hit a little closer to home. A melted keyboard from Ground Zero, a crumpled coffee cup from the Brussels airport, nails used as shrapnel, and the profile of a man who killed dozens of Parisians in November, a man who likely saw himself as a martyr. Critics call this provocation for the sake of ticket sales. Not so, says artist Henrik Grimbach.
Since 9/11, the word martyr has been popping up in our minds more and more. It would have been, in many ways, strange if we were not discussing our own time when we did this show.
A show that does not endorse, but seeks to explore the many definitions of the word martyr, says fellow artist Ida Krarup.
To see the world through these terrorists' eyes for a couple of minutes is not the same as sympathizing or understanding them.
Not everyone agrees.
I don't like relativism. I think they are relativists.
Alex Aronsen is cultural spokesperson for the right-wing Danish People's Party.
If you're a Westerner, you have to take a stance. You have to say, well, you might say that Islam have martyrs, but we don't think they're martyrs. They're murderers. They're terrorists.
It has not gone unnoticed by the artists that some of their most vocal critics are the same people who staunchly defended the newspapers that published inflammatory cartoons of Muhammad 10 years ago. Sociology student Tia Ingemann Olsen, who traveled 2 hours to see the Martyr Museum, explains it this way.
In Denmark, a lot of Danes feel like the freedom of speech is a very big thing, and they like to talk about it, but when it's something that they don't necessarily agree with, then it's not a freedom of speech, it's just wrong.
But to the credit of critics like Alex Aronsen, and as a testament to the strength of Denmark's free speech tradition, very few have actually suggested that the exhibit be shut down.
It's an ignorant, stupid exhibition without any deeper knowledge. But I have the right to do it. If I don't like it, I don't have to go.
For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard in Denmark.